When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
When they saw this, they made known that what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them, and Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it has been told to them.
Please be seated.
God had always spoken to prophets so that the people could understand God's way and God's will. God had always adopted kings and messengers to fulfill God's purposes. But never, ever did God come in such completeness as God comes in the incarnation. The wholeness of God was born on Christmas. The wholeness of his word came to earth. What is so radical, so extraordinary about this event is that people had an understanding of God who was untouchable, a God who would never be so humble, who would never get down into the nits and grits of earth. People understood God as remote, somewhere up there, out of touch, out of reach. And on this Christmas day, we celebrate the God who chose to be with us in all our struggles, in all our strife. A God who even took it upon himself, God's self, to understand death. And so, as we gather around this table, we celebrate the God whose unstoppable love can never be stopped. And so we are reminded of those words that on the night of his betrayal and desertion, Jesus took bread. And after he had given God thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
And after breaking the bread, Christ took the cup. And after giving thanks for it and blessing it, and before sharing it with those he loved, his disciples around the table, he said to them, "This is my blood, poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you do this, do it in remembrance of me." Jesus did pause to say grace, to give thanks to God for the gifts he shared, so I invite you to join me in prayer as we do the same. God, we come to this table full of celebration at the birth of your Son, Jesus, but also aware that it was for our sake that he was born, to give his life for us in love. Gathering around this table now, we remember the many paradoxes and mysteries that surround our faith. Body broken, that we might be made whole. Blood poured out, that we might be filled up. Life created and born among us, that our lives may be reborn. We ask that you bless this bread, bless this cup, and make your presence known to us as we take, eat, drink, and remember. Amen. A few housekeeping notes, important things to keep in mind. This morning we will be sharing in communion by means of intinction, which is a little different than plate communion and has some participation. So there will be two communion stations, one in either transept, so in on the Richardson Avenue side as well as the library side. At each station, there will be someone holding a basket of bread, a chalice filled with grape juice. There are also individually packaged elements, if that's more your style for whatever reason. So please make your way to the center aisle up the center aisle to either side where you will receive communion, and then make your way back to your seats by means of the side aisle. A special note, if you are in need of gluten-free elements, please make your way to Reverend Dale's side. He'll be over on the Richardson Avenue side. There is a basket of gluten-free crackers as well as a chalice that is set aside for gluten-free use. So if you're gluten-free, make your way to Reverend Dale's side. If you are unable to make your way forward for whatever reason, not to worry, please just stay seated. And after the line, everyone goes through the line, Reverend Dale and I will make our way down the aisles to look for you. So just give us a wave to make sure that everyone is fed at this table. At this time, I want to invite our communion servers forward, Jerry and Sally. And starting from the front, I invite you to come, for all things are now ready.
Let us pray. O gracious and wondrous God, we give you thanks for the miracle of Jesus Christ, for his life, his witness, his death and resurrection. We thank you that you feed us spiritually to heal us and make us whole. And we thank you for this meal which you have provided. We pray this in the name of Jesus, the risen, reigning Lord of the universe. Amen.
Before you go your separate ways this morning, I do invite you to share the love, hope, joy, and peace of Christ with one another. Find someone you don't know or haven't seen in a while. Let them know you are glad they are here. And then as you go from this place to have yourself a Merry Christmas, I pray that you do indeed let your heart be the light, that we might reflect and embody the light of Christ born among us this day. And as you live into that call of Christ, that call of Christmas, may you know that the love of God surrounds you, the peace of Christ sustains you, and the power of God's Holy Spirit goes with you and stays with you this day and always. Joy to you, joy to the world. Amen, and Merry Christmas.